Well, there's a bunch of reasons I've sort of fiddled with. I'm doing a policy analysis paper for Cato in a month or so, be coming out. The thing that seems to be most explanatory, at least after the fact for me, is that this is sort of a spooky, foreign-oriented conspiracy. It's linked to some people overseas, and they communicate by internet or whatever. And it's basically a foreign threat. And what it's similar to is not so much other terrorism, like domestic terrorism, like Timothy McVeigh blowing up the Murrah building in Oklahoma City in 1995. But it's more like domestic communists here about domestic communists, because they, too, were among us. We couldn't tell them. You can't tell by looking at them whether they're communists or not. And they're dedicated, supposedly, to this, you know, subversive international force known as international communism. Or it's like witches in the old days. The fears of witches were basically linked to the ultimate foreigner, namely the devil, and they're his handmaidens, and you couldn't tell them from other people, but they were up to nefarious deeds, and they were, and people believed that for a couple hundred years.
Well, point of fact, the devil is of this earth.
Oh, yes.
And so...
Oh, glad you straightened that out.
So as long as we're clear on that. So, you know, the media presumably plays into this a lot between CNN and Fox News and MSNBC and places like that.